No ill feelings towards North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite their collapsed talks in Vietnam. Mr. Trump described Kim as smart and mercurial in a recorded interview with Fox News that aired Thursday night. Meantime, two critics are praising him for walking away from a deal at the summit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
You don't often hear top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer say this.
President Trump did the right thing.
Former CIA Korea expert Bruce Klingner agrees. No deal's better than a bad one.
I think the president did the right thing.
And while Klingner says it appears the two leaders left things on good terms,
I don't think we're going to have a return to the fire and fury or the concerns of imminent hostilities, at least for the foreseeable future.
The Arms Control Association's Daryl Kimball says the North Korean threat's not going away.
It still is there, and we still must deal with it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump had told reporters the summit failed because Kim insisted that all sanctions on Pyongyang be lifted without the North committing to eliminate its nuclear arsenal. North Korea insisted it only asked for partial sanctions relief in exchange for closing its main nuclear complex. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes talks would resume soon.
We are anxious to get back to the table so we can continue that conversation that will ultimately lead to peace and stability.
President Trump asserted that the Islamic State group has lost 100% of the territory it once controlled in Syria, but officials in Washington and accounts from people in Syria said a sliver of land remains contested. Mr. Trump made his statement to troops in Alaska during a refueling stop on his way home from Vietnam Thursday. He noted that IS has been on the verge of losing its entire so-called caliphate in Syria for many months. A spokesman for YPG, a Kurdish militia that makes up a large part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, predicted the fight would not end for at least a week. This is VOA News. Gunfire continued midday Friday in Somalia's capital as security forces fought with al-Shabaab extremist